Hello, friend. I trust that you are keeping well as the Lord wills. I heard a word that I would like to share with you today. That is, cry out. Cry out. Exodus chapter 3 from verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I'll go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord had seen that Moses had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the Lord God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them out of the land into a good land, a spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are oppressing them. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring the people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. A cry is an emotional sound uttered inarticulately. Most times it is an expression of grief, distress, usually accompanied with tears or sobs. In verses 7 to 10 of the passage we just read, God tells Moses that he has been aware. Isn't that comforting to know? He says again, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. That's in verse 7. Friend, God knows your misery and he knows exactly where you are. He said to Moses, I have seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying because of their slave drivers, because of their taskmasters. God has heard your cries, friend, and he knows why you have been crying. Again in verse 7 he says, I am concerned about their suffering. Did you hear that, friend? God is concerned about you. He is concerned about what you are going through. He assures us that everything works out for good for those who love him in Romans chapter 8 verse 28. And that no temptation has overtaken us that is not common to man. But he is faithful and he will not let you to be tested beyond your strength. But will with the temptation also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. And he is our refuge, the psalmist says in Psalms 46:10. A very present help in the time of trouble. More reason why you need not to fear. A very present help. God is concerned. I am concerned about their suffering. And in verse 9 he says, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians are oppressing them. God knows exactly what you're under, what you're on top of, or what is on top of you. But the word today is, if you are suffering, cry out. Cry out. When it seems God is silent, he's not ignoring your tears. He's actually keeping track of all your sorrows. He has collected all your tears in his bottle and recorded each one in his book. He is aware of your suffering and he cares. The psalmist in Psalm chapter 56 verse 8 helps us to understand that. So God understands your pain and he's got a plan. In Exodus chapter 3, he outlines his plan for Moses and his precious people. He said to Moses, I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians. That's verse 8. There's got to be a change in the atmosphere, a shift in the structure of things because God has come down. Isaiah, speaking of God in the third verse of his 64th chapter, said, when you came down long ago, you did awesome deeds beyond our highest expectations. And oh, how the mountains quaked. Friend, that is what God is doing for you. He's coming down. Your expectations, my, he is going to exceed. siege them. And every mountain in your life is going to begin to shift. It's going to begin to rock. It's going to begin to quake because of the presence of the Lord in your situation. Again, in verse 8, God said, to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. God is taking you somewhere. Watch and wait. Watch and wait. Hallelujah. In verse 8 of Exodus chapter 3, God said, where I'm taking you, it's the home of the Canaanites, the Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. You see, these group of people were all enemies of Israel. Do you see what God is doing here, friend? He is turning the tables around. It means you will displace your enemies and dwell in their homes. That is a word. That is a word. That is a word. In verse 10, God now says to Moses, I am sending you to Pharaoh. So, friend, God has for you dispatched his messenger, an angel, a prophet, a shepherd, a pastor, a deliverer for your freedom. Get ready. Get ready. Things are about to change. In verse 10, God says, Exodus chapter 3, I want you to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. You are coming out, friend. That's for sure. The word of the Lord has gone out and it will not return to him void. Someone may say, I still don't get it. Why cry out? Well, let's listen to a few more testimonies. David in Psalms chapter 3 verse 4 says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Again, he says in Psalm 18 verse 6, but in my distress, I cried out to the Lord. Yes, I prayed to my God for help, and he heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. David again says in Psalms 34 verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their cry. The psalmist in Psalm 118 verse 5 says, in my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. Another version says, the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. I like that. Psalm 120 verse 1 says, in my distress I cried to the Lord and he heard me. So the Lord hears, he is attentive to your cry, he answers you. Jonah chapter 2 verse 2 says, in my distress I called to the Lord and he answered me. From the depths of the grave I called for help and you listened to my cry. So friend, it doesn't matter where you are, you can be in the deepest of the deep and the Lord can still hear you from where you are. He will hear you. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, let your cry come to me and I will give you an answer, and let you see great and secret things of which you had no knowledge. My, if I were you, friend, I would take God up on that offer. When the Lord hears and answers your cry, you must continue to cry out, but this time in amazement and excitement at what the Lord has done for you. You can start right now. Cry out.